Hey, All Work No Play listeners, this is Sam Riegel. All Work No Play may have wrapped Season 2, but it's more important than ever to stay connected. With that in mind, welcome to AWNP Unplugged, a spinoff show and podcast where myself and best buddy Liam O'Brien check in on each other, and occasionally other friends, from a safe distance. You can watch AWNP Unplugged every other Tuesday on twitch.tv/criticalrole at 7 p.m. Pacific. Or you can listen to the audio version of the show the following Tuesday right here on the All Work No Play podcast feed. As a note, much of our conversation includes discussions surrounding COVID-19. We understand that not everyone is in a headspace to hear these discussions right now. Please take care of yourself and don't forget to love each other. Well, okay, let's get to checking in.
This magic moment.
Ba, 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 ba. That's not how that song goes. It's a different song.
Sunday, Monday.
No.
Ba, 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 ba. Is this a podcast? Is this the show?
Are this recording? It then.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Yeah. Cheers, dear.
L'chaim to you.
Ding. We're back. We're still doing this. It's still a thing, apparently.
Yeah. We, our episode, these are episodes now.
Yeah, this is episodic.
Yes, our first episode just aired for the people. I was nervous. How did you feel about it? I was watching it live and I was nervous about like, oh boy, is this too real? Is this too deep? You know, I have problems with emotions. So, God damn it, he's back.
Yeah. We all, is he really?
Yes.
We all know that by now. We know that you're either a robot or a serial killer or a robot serial killer.
That is a great graphic novel, by the way.
I was not worried about it because I feel like what we did with this is what the CR gang and us have done with everything, which is just we make stuff that we like or think we need or want, and hopefully people will like it. And so far that's panned out. And this is the show. I just wanted to talk to you and all of our friends.
Yep.
That's all I want to do because we're stuck on our islands. Our spaceship islands, and I just wanted contact. And so I hoped now people would like it, but I knew that I needed it. And so far, you know, we're all in this again. We're alone together alone.
Yeah, we're checking in with each other. We're keeping that connection alive between you and me, primarily, but also giving using this opportunity to reach out to our fellow friends and castmates. A little later we're going to check in on one of our best buds in the world. I believe his name is Taliesin Jaffe. So
not how you pronounce it though.
Well, that's how you pronounce it in this century. It had different pronunciations.
A couple of umlauts and an accent mark were removed in the 16th century. So totally changed things.
Yeah. But first, you know, how you doing, buddy?
Time is starting to bend.
Okay.
And some days feel like they go by in a second, and some days feel like a week, because everything is so much the same now, and there's way less difference. There's some difference, but there's way less difference between weekends and weekdays.
Yeah, or even mornings and nights.
That's right.
It's all kind of the same.
I play with my kids, and I help them a little bit in the middle of the day, and I work often at night, and the same for the weekends. It's all just a big gumbo of shit and love.
good save. and love. I feel you. I wonder if there's like we've talked about before, been taking a lot of walks. I heard that you're supposed to take a walk or at least go outside or something around evening time to just sort of let your body and mind know that it's like it's nighttime now, body and mind. And
evening, I think, specifically.
Yeah. To get your body ready for, you know, sleep and stuff.
Okay.
I think I texted you guys about this. My neighborhood at about 8 p.m. every night, at exactly 8 p.m. every night, they howl at the moon. All of my neighbors and people down the street and people driving by in their cars, everyone howls and honks and rings bells and knocks on things. And it's crazy. And this is a phenomenon that I had never experienced before. Apparently, it happens a lot at Burning Man.
Oh, you don't have to tell me. I've been to a burn or one time. Yeah, but our burner veterans knew all about this. And it makes sense for now because we're all full of like rage and sadness and confusion. And we need to vent and we need catharsis. So to go outside and sort of scream at space makes total sense to me. In fact, after this, I'm just going to go sit in my backyard and scream as loud as I can. Just me, army of one. I'm sure it'll go well.
I think we should encourage all our listeners and viewers after they finished watching or listening to this podcast to just start screaming.
Yeah.
Just as wherever you are, just start screaming.
Those of you who haven't already started in the previous weeks, join us. Yep. Join us in our confusion.
Maybe we'll remind you at the end of the episode. But anything stand out for you in the last, you know, week or two, Liam? How have you been passing the time? What weirdness has happened? Anything that you wanted to remark on?
Well, one thing, I don't think this is where you're going with this, but where we are in time and the way we're, this is not live, this is being recorded and it's going to poop out somewhere. But where we are in the timeline of this stay-at-home pandemic fun in America is that it seems like the effort and the hard work of shutting down everything, the economy, our lives, everything, is starting to have a beneficial effect so that someone just messaged me today that more people are going home from the hospital than are coming in. So we're not out of the woods at all. It's still terrible. There's still confusion on what we should do and what we are doing. And I'll talk to you about that on Twitter.com. But we're still in the thick of it, but starting to see that the curve is flattening a little bit. Just a little bit. Just like the first peaks.
Different amounts in different states, obviously, in different countries. But where we live, California. The curve is just starting to maybe reach the peak, maybe the peak, maybe, we don't know, but it's up here, which is a positive. But it's also like, it's a little daunting. It took over a month just to get to maybe halfway towards thinking about maybe starting to get back to normalcy.
Well, I hope we stay the course. Personally.
Oh yeah. Oh, of course. It's looking at that next month or two or however long ahead and just buckling up for more of what we've been doing. And it's no big deal.
When I compare this to the five similar situations that happened in my previous years, this has never happened. Right? This is not in our lifetime. Not in our lifetime. Nobody knows what the fuck they're doing. Level. But what have I been doing to pass the time, Sam? Yes. That's a much easier question to answer. We've cracked into some puzzles in my house.
Oh. Like Jigsaw?
Jigsaw, yeah. Lala Bailey gave me a Ravensburger puzzle.
Oh.
For the holidays. Because when we went on our little sort of CR family trip in the fall together, and we had a nice dinner and gathered at a house one day. Laura and I, and Marisha and a couple of people.
Oh,
Laura,
I remember this.
Laura and I stuck on it. They had a Ravensburger puzzle at this party. And Laura and I particularly hung out with this puzzle for a long time. So she remembered that. And for the holidays, because she's a thoughtful gift giver,
thoughtful person,
gave me a Ravensburger puzzle. And
is this a 1,000-piece puzzle? A 10,000-piece puzzle?
I don't know, but it was like 200 pictures in one. So instead of like a giant parakeet and you're just getting all the parts of the parrot, it was just millions of little details and everything was on wooden shelves. So just picture the most ornate, complex wooden shelf system. So what that means is there's 200 little pictures to sort of assemble and each picture is made of like 8 pieces. But then there is 500 pieces that just look like edges of a wooden shelf. Which That's is awful. Real hard, real hard. But we did awful. It, and my family, we all got obsessed, and like we'd sit down and have breakfast and go like, we'd be eating some, go, oh yeah, I think that goes over there. Yeah, and we'd just sort of float away from the meal.
That's great.
Yeah, it was great. That's great. That wasn't even my suggestion for the week, but puzzle it up.
Simple pleasures. Speaking of complicated shelving, you know, one thing that I noticed from some of the comments on our first episode that dropped was that your background was classic streamer background.
Is
nerd
it?
Nerd stuff. Well, I mean, it's an archetype. of a classic.
I mean, I know I'm
background.
Super nerdy, but it feels like...
You've got nerd stuff. It's well organized. It's presented well. And I got a little bit of guff from the viewers saying, uh-huh. Oh, it looks like Sam just found 3 cardboard cutouts from his son's birthday party and threw them up behind, which was absolutely true.
Right. So 100% accurate.
Yeah. This week, what I've done is I put up a green screen behind me. I don't know if the people can, I don't know what they can see right now.
Right.
So I was thinking I would leave it up to our crew to give me a classic streamer background, a different,
right.
maybe archetypical, or we could even at the end of the show, maybe you could turn around, Liam, and take a picture of your background, and
yeah.
then we could just use that for me as well.
Put it behind you? Yeah, I like it. I like it. Could we, as a gift to the community, I'm going to direct you for a moment. I'm going to give you a couple of poses because there is a green screen behind you right now.
Sure.
And so much could happen.
Uh-huh.
Over your left shoulder, you are terrified by what is looming right there. Okay, now in the other direction, you are tasting something.
Oh.
There is a giant ice.
Oh.
Stop. Cut it.
Oh, okay.
Cut it. Now I need you to touch 2 things just above your head.
Just these 2 things right here?
I'm clearly just pointing my fingers, so
yeah,
that is on you.
I'm doing a little sense memory work, a little object work.
Uh-huh.
Really,
could you give me one more position besides that very specific one?
Sure,
This is Sam's choice.
Okay, how's this instead?
Jeez.
That could be... sorting puzzle pieces.
You're a milk farmer.
Yes.
And that's what
for
that
a very
is.
Specific
yes,
kind of
but please just put Raven's burger puzzles behind Sam as he slides puzzle pieces around. At least one person do that. All right, good. Next. You know what? I think that we have caught up a good deal, but I want to see 2 friends at the same time. I want to call in our guest.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, if technology allows us to, we have periodically, last time we checked in with Ashley Johnson, this week we're checking in with our good pal, Taliesin Jaffe, and we're just going to see how he's been coping. So, Taliesin Jaffe, we phone him up. We phone him up.
It worked.
Wow, what an entrance.
Hello. Hi
Taliesin. How are you?
Holding up pretty well, all things considered.
Everything,
I end every sentence now with all things considered. All things considered, holding up pretty well.
This is Robert Siegel with All Things Considered.
Considered.
Taliesin Jaffe.
Hello. And
California.
We'll all do radio voice now. Yeah.
welcome, buddy.
Yeah, we've seen you already, but it's been in the context of sort of like company meetings and content that we're creating for the show. I mean, I know that's what this is, but...
Yeah.
We haven't just, like, shot the shit, so...
No. It's good to see you guys.
Welcome to our Laugh Cry Party.
Yay!
Here on AWNP Unplugged.
I should finally watch the show.
Oh,
good. This is pretty good.
After this.
I mean, I'm holding up pretty well. There's some days are better than others, of course, and... I've definitely been reflecting that my situation is... pretty cozy, all things considered. I think back to early 20s me in a studio apartment living off ramen in the worst part of downtown Hollywood with like just cockroaches and sadness. And I definitely know I have a few friends who are in that studio apartment situation.
Mm-hmm.
Clawing at the walls. I'm like, okay, this is much better what I've got right now.
You have, I mean, I've seen a few pictures, but you have a yard and
I do.
A garden, correct?
I have a yard. I have a garden.
I've visited.
Chickens.
You have a miniature hippie commune.
Yeah,
that you live on.
Yeah,
you have
it's
like an
solid.
Art bungalow and
oh, yeah.
farm animals and bees.
Can you tell us about tell what animals, what flora
Whoa.
And fauna do you have?
Well, we have some chickens in the back, and we've got some bees. We currently don't have bees, or we're about to change out for some new bees.
But you had bees and
had
you're
bees.
Gonna have bees again.
We're gonna have bees again. There's a vegetable garden, an herb garden, and a And I've got a, we've got one indoor cat and about five feral cats that we feed. And then at night there are raccoons and possums, and which are not friendly nor pets. We have a shooing stick that we use with them that we just wave. Go
on. Do you wear overalls when you're at home?
No, I wear like my coziest Renfair garb mostly. Like I look I dolled up for you. I mean, this is all.
I mean, that seems like Renfair garb to me.
This is a little later, although below the waist is Renfair garb.
No, that's casual Thursdays for Talison.
Yeah. Man.
On a sidebar, we have a baby possum all of a sudden in my front yard living in the bushes. It's a precious little trash baby that my daughter has fallen in love with. I've only seen it for 2 seconds, but she's outside multiple times a day trying to see the trash baby. They're cute when they're little. I mean, they're cute when they're big, but they're really goofy looking.
It's amazing.
They're cute and they can turn.
Yeah. It's amazing, though. Like, wildlife has really come back to life in Los Angeles. We have a squirrel that we've been feeding. My wife has been making tons of sourdough bread. And so any crumbs that are left over, my daughter takes out to feed the squirrel.
Oh, yeah.
But it's really amazing, like how much wildlife there is just right outside your door here in LA.
The view is clearer because there's less planes in the sky, less cars on the road.
Yep.
Talison, you told me that this is more what it was like when you were first starting to drive in LA.
Yeah, this is that was at first, and now it's just like there's this movie Night of the Comet, which is about everyone in LA turning into a red powder except for like five people, and it's a terrible movie. I highly recommend it. It's from the 80s. It's low budget, but like they somehow managed to shoot Los Angeles so that you couldn't see any car, like anybody. And it's I live a half a block away from a very busy, very loud street, and it has been crickets. Wow. Like it was a little like when I was a kid before, and now it's just crickets. Wow. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's eerie.
But the air doesn't have a taste.
We have that too. I live like a half a block away from a main artery road, and my daughter and I have been going on runs, and we'll just run out into the middle and go like, there's no traffic. Oh, look, there's a car half a mile away. All right, get out.
It's awesome. Talison, your hair is shaven and not colored, and you have a beard going on.
Liam,
no beard. So you shave. You choose to shave.
No, occasionally. I have a little bit. I have some scruff going on.
I'm well.
You're cleaning it up.
I'm not hoboing.
Okay.
I cannot imagine you being unmanicured in life.
I have some photos of like early Renfair where I had like I was young enough, I was trying to grow my first beard.
Yeah.
I was really into it and I look like an Amish farmer. It's bad. really bad. I'll show you a photo.
I would love to. I don't feel like I have ever seen you as a trash baby, and I would love to see that.
Oh, I got a few.
Cow.
But yeah, grooming is essential
Essential. In fact, I was telling you this the other day, Talison. Got this here.
Yeah.
This hair dye here that I'm going to try to do. Any tips before I do it?
You should, is somebody going to like bleach your hair a little bit?
I don't know. What do I do?
Well, I mean, if you don't bleach your hair, it's only just going to pick up a sheen like an oil slick. But if you just put a... Yeah, go
for
ahead.
For context, let me interject and say that the CR family has been talking nonstop about hair dye. Nonstop in our weekly text threads, and there's photos of hair dye and discussions of what color the hair dye will be. And a big treasure trove of it was left at the studio, which occasionally one of us will buzz through to get something needed, and it's like 20% of conversation right now.
Yeah, it's important though. So wait, I have to bleach my hair first? How do I do that?
You get some bleach. It's like two ingredients that you mix together. Oh, it's easy. You can get it online, or like get it from the supermarket. Okay. You leave it in for like 10 minutes. I'm sure, you know, I can give you some specific instructions. You can do bad things to your hair. You can set your hair on fire chemically. Which is, and I can say this from experience, terrible.
Oh,
but
sounds awful.
It's pretty safe as long as you follow the instructions. You leave it in. You'll have this weird orange hair for a minute.
And then you literally set your hair on fire?
Yes. The first time I let a friend bleach my hair in high school, and it burned. It melted into a puddle on my head.
Ooh.
Okay. I never let that friend touch my hair again.
Sure.
But I decided that I might as well, since I'd ruined my hair, do other weird things to it, and it worked out okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then maybe I'll FaceTime you or something when it's.
Oh yeah, we can walk you through this.
Okay. Yeah. But zoom hair dye.
Yeah, and then you just leave it in for this stuff is easy. You just leave it in for like, I watch a movie with like a little hair thing on, and then take a shower. And if you want it brighter, you just put it in again.
All right. I'm excited.
It's good stuff.
I've never done that.
Okay, we got the hair update.
yeah. I'm not going to dye my hair until this shit is over.
Giving it the daily hair update.
Going to give it a break. The stuff we have today is so good.
Tell us, and we have all been sealed in our homes for the most part for weeks now. What are you doing with yourself during the days?
Some days I'm a ball of despair, obviously. Some days I just decide that nothing is happening. That happens.
You decide that this is just normal in the world?
Today is fired. Sometimes today is fired.
Okay. I see.
It's the mental health day because even my therapist is having everybody's having a bad time. So even if you're in therapy, your therapist is like, oh man, I know, right? So it's, even that voice of reason is a little high strung right now. I have a list of things and I try and get about 80% of it, 75 to 80% of it done a day.
Are these like electrical projects around the house? Wood shop? Garden?
House maintenance. I have like 5 model kits that I bought before Critical Role started that have been collecting dust on a shelf because we've been too busy for 5 years.
Yeah, we're growing, me and the kids are growing crystals right now. Someone gave us
sugar crystals?
Growing crystal set that we never would have touched because it takes like a week and a half to do. But now we're like, yes.
What's a week and a half? You can burn that in a day.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been trying to exercise, drink enough water, like I have like 6 cups of water on my list. I have 3 different sets of exercise, answer 50 emails, things like that. Just good, healthy things. I've got like play video games for a little while, play my ukulele or practice. I'm trying to get back into that.
I didn't know you played the ook.
I'm not very good. I'm trying to get better. I was good years ago and now I'm...
That's so cool. Have you done any work? I mean, for me... We're all voice actors, and we have the capability of recording at home. I've still been getting some auditions, not as many, but some auditions from my agent. And have you guys experienced that too?
I've had a couple.
Sure, yeah. I've auditioned for stuff. I actually have done a gig from my home setup, and I have another gig coming.
Yeah. Have you noticed
very fortunate in that department.
Have you noticed that a lot of the commercial auditions all have a tinge of seriousness and sadness to them? I don't know if you've gotten as much.
I never
auditioned for stuff. Oh, so I've been getting commercial auditions and it's all like, we're in this together.
Oh God.
We're united as a country, as a family, and as a company. Oh. Here at Burger King.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't seen that in audition size, but I've certainly seen it on TV or internet ads.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I have like only one voice I've ever booked commercial with, and I just know that I sound too insincere to ever book that kind of stuff. You need to be able to project so much weird sincerity for that.
I'm good at that.
Yeah. You're good. And then Liam, you're the house that's built on.
No. That's it. That was a fluke. It's just pistachios and cat sand, cat litter. That's it.
That was a good year. You had a good year that year.
I did. It went to good use.
The famous pistachios. Mm-hmm. But yeah, other than that, yeah.
But has that been, how's your mental health in general? Like, are you more positive than negative? Are you zoning out a lot? Are you okay? Like, is there anything we can do?
Oh man, I'll say first off that I've never had I've never had the best grip on time's passage. Proper nouns, object, like whether or not an object, you can like put your hands in front of a thing and play peekaboo, and I genuinely think it's gone. I'm I'm really, really bad at that. I'm practically a goldfish. So this has been a little heavy in that direction. And I many, many years ago had kind of a terrible bout of agoraphobia. Mm-hmm. And I'm fine, but boy, this is like, I call it, this is like seeing your ex at the mall. You're like, oh, I remember that relationship. Oh, wow. No. So yeah, I've been terrible at like reaching out to people. I've not texted anybody. I just can't get over that hump. Mm-hmm. It's on my list. And it's the one thing that never gets done is like contact people other than like one or two people and then like work stuff. And then I have been sending mail. That's the thing I can do is send that, mail.
Like, what's your, I know that going for walks with my family and sort of training myself to read during all this is where I go. But is your list of DIY projects or the things you've been trying to do around the house where you go to escape and sort of, you know, like cope?
Meditation also. I've been trying to meditate. Mm-hmm. And I keep hoping that I'm going to cope more through my projects, but they just kind of manic me up. The walks are good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I also have started back in my book club that I had to quit when CR, except it's online now. And yeah, I've missed a couple of them, but I managed to get into that every now and then and read a book with.
What's your reading?
I don't remember the name of it at the moment, but it's a book on alchemical philosophy in the tarot.
Of course,
yeah.
Of course,
they just finished the red book, so I'm like, well, I'm getting.
I thought this was like a Oprah type book club, but no,
it kind of is.
We really do not play up how unique a peacock Taliesin is. Like every other week at the studio or the offices, he'll come in with some 100-year-old book with pictures of demons and old alchemical symbols. You're like, what is that? And you'll rattle off some Latin title that is, you know, 32 syllables long.
Oh yeah, I got a fun book collection, and I'm catching back up again. It's been so long.
People say you're a real person, but I have my doubts.
No one says I'm a real person. I've been thinking about hitting. I have like a nice run of the Paris Review of books that I haven't read since I was in my 30s, so like early 30s. So I might. I don't know. I'm just trying to find things. Distractions. I try not to watch too much TV. I'm trying to break it up. Mm-hmm. So there's
I get burned every time I go to TV. I get burned.
With how?
Well, I keep trying to catch up on the things that I never have time to watch, and I'm like, that's too dark.
I feel that.
Yeah, weren't you trying to start The Wire or something? Or no?
Oh yeah, wow.
Not me. Oh, The Wire kind of went through the group as a conversation.
I feel like that was Ashley who was.
Maybe it was Ashley.
I think so.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
I try to read. I have a billion graphic novels. And while you're here, thank you, Taliesin, and fuck you for addicting me to comic books again in the last couple years.
Yes! Oh, no problem.
I have probably like 300 books behind me that I've collected over the last 2 to 3 years that I have no time to read. I read like one a week.
Yeah.
Well,
mostly thank you. Yep.
I also noticed behind you, Liam, is there a folder back there that says sad German ideas?
Today there is. I don't know what that will say next week.
I didn't notice that it's changing, but it is very interesting.
I was blinded by the McFarlane Akira motorcycle above your left shoulder.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
It's stunning. It's genuinely stunning.
It's one of my top five favorite movies. I love Akira so very much.
Saw it always in the movie theater over and over again as a kid.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't knock my amazing collectible that's behind me right now, can you?
It's so big, though. Like, how do you fit it in that room?
It's like a full-size Incredible Hulk statue, and that's just the leg, I assume? Or?
Yeah. Every once in a while, it pulses. What's up with that?
Oh, man.
You know, one thing that we try to do on this show that is 3 episodes old.
It's
not actually this show. Is maybe make suggestions for things that people can do, because most of us, some people are not, you know, like we're like, I'm trapped at home, it's the worst. There are many people who are still driving around trucks and showing up at work every day, especially in the medical profession, but many, many professions. So we're lucky to be pent up, but many of us are, most of us are. So Sam and I have been trying to like make recommendations for things people can do or see, watch, read. Do you have anything that you could throw out at the audience of just something to do with their time in their apartment or their house?
Yeah, I tried to get on that. There's some like new classic anime channel, but I don't remember the name of it because I couldn't download it onto my thing. But I know a lot of people are going back and watching old
school. I think it's AMC.
It might be AMC. anime movie classics.
Yep.
I've been finding some joy in the post office. Because, I mean, like, the post office obviously needs our help anyway.
Sure.
So I downloaded, like, I got, like, a post office program so I can just print shipping labels and they'll just pick them up so I don't actually have to go anywhere.
So wait, you strange man, you're confusing me. Yeah. Are we talking about anime, or are we talking about the post office, or an anime about the post office?
I mean, there's probably an anime about the post office now that I'm thinking about it.
Wait, also, didn't we used to record anime at a place called the post office?
The post office was actually a place where we used to record anime until it burnt down. That's true.
Right. It was a studio.
It was a studio next to the baked potato, and then it caught on fire.
Yeah, pause that thought. History
yes.
for us is getting to know each other, the three of us, all at the same time, roughly 15 years ago. I have no idea. This time doesn't exist anymore.
Who knows?
On Cahuenga Boulevard, working on anime dubs together, that is how we met. You cast Sam and I as like homicidal maniac brothers.
As homicidal, yeah. And they didn't have names in the anime, so in the script they were Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
Which show was that? What show was that?
ROD
that
the TV.
That was ROD the TV.
That's right. And then I must have cast one or both of you in. Were you both in Daphne and the Brilliant Blue?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
That sounds like a thing that we did, right?
That was that happened.
Yeah.
That definitely happened.
Yeah.
And then Liam probably cast us in, what was that one that was about incest?
Yeah. That was Koikaze.
I was out of town for that.
The first series I ever directed.
Oh.
But I did also cast you guys in a series called Gunsword.
Gun X Sword.
Taliesin played like a crazed mad scientist.
I love that
you
gig.
Were excellent, and you loved it the day you recorded it, and you were great in it. And Sam played a young, dorky lover.
Wasn't I a porn freak?
Anime,
not in the show, though. In the show, you were just like, it was very like, it was almost like a more innocent honey and like Tim Roth and, oh, I can't remember the actress's name in Pulp Fiction. Like,
oh, yes.
People fiendishly in love. Honey Bunny, right.
Yeah.
Anybody in this place fucking moves and I'll execute every last one of you, those two. But you were just two adorable lovers who were driving
Amanda
around
Plummer.
In a convertible.
Those were the days. Those were fun anime days.
Those were weird days.
We were recording on weird software. It wasn't Pro Tools. It was something else.
And we haven't forgotten. Like we're working on really interesting things and all these projects, and we're on this sort of D&D train. Or when there isn't a pandemic, we are. But I have not forgotten a single show that I worked on coming up through the dubbing ladder with you boys.
I remember,
Taliesin, I'm sorry, you were there before we were.
I remember recording on a Sennheiser shotgun mic trying to do anime dubbing on a Sennheiser, was the worst thing I've ever experienced. No, it's not. It's a mic, for those who don't know, it's a microphone where if you just move 2 inches in the wrong direction, everything is ruined.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you have to stand like a statue and just not breathe on it, because breathing on it is bad. Oh, God, that thing.
Oh, man, our halcyon anime days.
That was so fun.
Oh, man, was it Fruits? What was that weird
Fruits
terrible?
Fruits Basket?
No, it wasn't Fruits Basket. There was some weird one. I don't remember the name of it.
There was some weird one, though. You are not wrong. there were a lot of weird
There was
ones.
One that was like recorded in the back of someone's closet that was absolutely amazing.
Did I derail you, though? You were talking about
Who's talking about the post office?
The post office. I'm sending weird mail and packages to people. Like,
okay, to people you know?
That's an even better idea. Shit, I've been doing this. Wow, you've expanded my horizons so much. Some to people I know. Actually, a couple things to a couple people I don't, to be honest, but who are friends of friends. But like I've sent books to a couple friends. I've sent some stuff up to my brother in San Francisco. Just sending letters. I even found somewhere in the depths of my room, I found a wax seal. So I've been like printing on nice paper and like dipping in a wax seal and then, or like printing telegrams.
That sounds great.
And just like sending weird things to people, like a couple movies on a flash disk or all sorts of.
You are a thoughtful person.
But not only thoughtful.
I can't text, apparently.
But no, that's like what we've been talking about on every episode of this show is just this longing for connection and longing to reach out and physically touch someone. And this is what you're doing is that. I mean, you are sending a piece of physical thing to somebody else that they get to hold in their hand. It's the closest thing that we can do right now to like touching each other. It's
I try and scrub it down before I send it so the cops can't find me, but sure. Yeah, that's fair.
It's a hug by mail.
It's a piece of somebody at the very least. It was very Jane Austen. It was my attempt to well, what did people do in the past during these things other than, burn all of their possessions? By the way, The Velveteen Rabbit is a terrible read right now. Don't do that. Okay. Just don't. Just, if you're thinking about it, don't. Yeah. Just don't. It's so much happier.
What a beautiful way to connect, though. That's a lovely idea.
It's been, like, again, I can't text. Apparently, it's for some reason it's like triggers some weird anxiety in my system. So, but I can send a letter. Okay. Some reason that's okay. Maybe that if you sense. Have trouble out there with communicating,
you know what? I did. You know, that explains a lot because you know we have our group text thread that we do a lot of texting on.
Oh yeah,
and I have noticed over the years that
I'm thin.
You're thin, and you're usually the punctuation mark at the end of the sentence. Like everyone else will chime in, and then right at the end, 2 hours later, Talison will say like, agree.
People used to not notice as much because Ashley worked weird hours, so it was Ashley and I both doing it. So it was just kind of like some like little chunk. But now that she's back,
well, she was on a desert island. But Sam's right. You're a sniper.
I'm a sniper, and also because of my tremor, it's really hard to type, so I'm just always like, oh, God, this is too much. I don't want to work this hard. It's just like too many spelling issues, and I'm like,
well, all over the place. Just like at the table, you pick your moments and then slay.
Thank you. I try. Should see everything that like hits the cutting room floor. It's something out there. I'll publish a book one day.
What about you, Regal? You gotta throw something out for our friends at home.
I don't really have much. Advice. I mean, one thing that's been floating around on our text thread a great deal is that John Krasinski web series.
It's so good.
Some good news.
Mm-hmm. It's so good.
It's really good, and he has no business being that funny and that clever and that good a producer because it's a really good little web check-in show. So I highly recommend that if you haven't seen it. Other than that, the only other activity that I've been doing a lot lately is we bought a pretty cheap badminton set off of Amazon.
Yeah.
And it came with four rackets and a little dinky net. And me and the fam go outside every night right before sundown. And we play, we try to beat our record. Try to keep it up as many times as we can. But the rule is everybody has to hit it once at least, including the five-year-old. So whenever we hit it to her, we're like, come on, come on, come on, come on. No, she missed it. We got to start over again.
Oh, my God. When she does, though, it must be like winning the Olympics.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah. Yeah. We got 40. 40 is our world record.
That's really solid.
It's pretty good.
That's so funny. Good. I have a badminton set on the way. We just ordered like volleyball, basketball. We have all these deflated balls and just like broken equipment from over the years. So we're trying to give them something to do in the backyard since we can't go to the park.
Nope.
Yeah, we have a lot of kids out front. Our street has a lot of kids, so they're like all the kids are at home, so they're playing like four square together, and like there's a lot of chalk drawings on the ground.
Yeah, I feel like everyone's sort of reverting back to a simpler time.
Yeah, yeah.
Jacks are probably selling better than they've ever sold before. Tiddlywinks are like, our sales are through the roof. This is amazing.
I want to see Pogs come back. It's time for Pogs to make their return.
Yeah.
I have a giant bag of them.
But not lawn darts. No lawn darts.
No.
But puzzles.
I have a recommendation as well. Puzzles are great. It's very close to meditation, but it's so much more casual than meditation.
It's called drinking alcohol.
Namaste. It not everybody can do this because we all live in different situations, but I've been going out sometimes during the day, sometimes at night, and just going into my backyard and lying down on the grass and looking up.
Oh.
And if you're in a city, if you're somewhere like New York or elsewhere, and you're able to go to a park and social distance yourself, or go onto a fire escape.
Yeah, a roof.
Or a roof or your lawn and just... I mean, I know that we've just been laughing for 50 minutes, which is great. But this is fucking hard. And it is good to sort of go big brain and pull back and just breathe. And you don't have to make it as official as meditation, although that's great too. And I've done that plenty as well in my life. But just go out and remember that we're on that same little blue dot in space. We will make it through this. We're going to make it through this. And I don't know if it's going to be a month or 2 months or 6 months or 18 months, but we will make it through this. And just to try to like breathe, slow down your breathing, look at the clouds, look at the stars if you can, and just chill out.
Are you a trained meditator? Do you know what you're doing, or do you just kind of sit and think?
I do not. I just sit and think, and I try to not think. If it creeps up, I just go, I'm back. And just try to focus on what I'm looking at and breathe slower, because most of the day I'm not doing that. Most of the day I'm panicking about, you know what? It's weird. A lot of this is like when I first became a father, and then when I had another baby, which is that I have learned to manage my expectations for what I can accomplish in a day, which is
I'm working on that.
But it's okay. I mean, you know, when grocery processing means you're spending twice as long because you're bringing into the house and like wiping things down, perhaps, or doing whatever the hell you're doing, everything takes longer. And now we're at work, but I also have to take time out to coach my daughter in math or make sure my son's on task with what he's doing. So I am just like when I had a brand new baby, and I'm like, I can't get shit done.
No,
but that's okay.
Yeah,
because this is a unique circumstance, and
yeah,
nobody's judging us for working at 60% output, or we should just be lucky. I mean, fuck, man, we're lucky to be able to work.
Yeah. Oh,
right now.
I would love to mention it for as much love and goodwill that we're giving to the people who are sticking with it and working through this insanity. I have been thinking a lot about my friends who are out of work right now, especially some of them who are not from the actor background, so they're not used to that uncertainty and panic that comes with the knowledge that of like, well, you're going to have to learn to yell at a nurse because she's trying to give you medicine you can't afford, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Especially like in thinking about our friend, like the friends of mine in the film industry, the film friends of mine in with desk jobs that have kind of vanished, or even like just thinking about like all the friends who work at Disneyland who are having a fucking rough goddamn time right now, and trying to come up with ways of giving tips from having lived in this sort of uncertain reality of working in this industry to people who are not used to it, who are used to having more stable realities of how, you know, because we all kind of, chaos is also kind of second nature to us. I feel free to, you know.
No, oh, it's, yeah, it's true. And when we all met 15 years ago, we all shared the same sort of like, well, every time an anime job would finish, it's like, well, that's the last time I'll ever work, I guess.
Yeah. I had a mantra at the end of every gig. That was it. It's been a good run. I've done well. Never going to work again.
Yes. I don't know that I have shaken that feeling. And it goes even further back for me as like a shithead theater actor, where I would work 2 to 3 jobs a year, 3 jobs if I was lucky, for nothing. If I was ever at an opening night party, or if I was ever at an event that had free sandwiches, you know those free sandwiches are going in my motherfucking bag, because I don't have any money or food, and I still have that. Like if I'm at a like a party or an opening night thing or something, I don't know, and I'll see like just a pile of sandwiches, I could go in my head, I'm like, But I could put a couple of those sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. Anything that isn't starch. I got starch at home and I got salt and pepper. Just load. Whatever condiments came with the last thing I managed to grab.
Yeah. Our livelihood for a long time, you knew that there was no certainty. There was no illusion. Really, any job, you can lose it in a second. There's just at least an illusion of permanence. And for us, we're like, it's all nonsense. Jobs go away in a second.
I used to call it trading the illusion of comfort for the illusion of freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I definitely was a big fan of the illusion of freedom. We have very little of it when you're doing this because you have to
maintain. True. And, you know, it's something that you guys were just saying before. It's I don't think I realized it until now, but when you have a baby, or when you stop for whatever reason, medical reason, or just to clear your head and take a vacation or whatever, as an actor or performer or person in the arts, you feel like, I'm missing out on so much stuff.
Yeah.
Everybody else is going at 100 miles an hour, and now I've got to take care of this baby, so I can only go at 30 miles an hour, and I'm going to be so behind when I go back out onto the freeway. Mm-hmm. And the weirdly good thing about this period in our lives is that everyone is slowed down and everyone is taking a break at the same time. It's like everyone in America just had a baby is getting no sleep and is stressed out and has not enough money and doesn't know what the next couple of years are going to be like. And we're all going through it kind of together.
We've never had so much in common.
Yeah.
Right. We have our, there's a term that my older sister taught me, which is DINK. It's an acronym, DINK, yep. Dual Income No kids. And the dinks are all, we're all in the same boat now. And all my dink friends are feeling just as flummoxed as when I first had a kid. And it's oddly unifying.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. And people have been real nice when you walk around. Everyone's happy and smiling and kind to each other.
Yeah. Well, you know, moments of extreme duress and tragedy, the human spirit is unbelievable, and people pull together and you remember what friggin' matters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's been great. I've not really on the internet much, so that helps, but I've not had a negative, an intense negative encounter with anybody. It's been pretty positive.
Have you just a curiosity for you, Taliesin? I finally got some good masks, and by good I mean stylish. In my house, I assume you already had masks before this
we did.
Started.
My house. I have roommates also, so I'm also not going nuts. And one of the people in my house has got some issues, so. Some of these things that are being put in place right now kind of already had in place in general. So so we already had masks. Mm-hmm.
And we've seen you sporadically in the past couple of years, wear a mask.
Yeah, it happens.
On a plane and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. On a plane. Or if I have something that I know, I'll try and keep it on until we're on camera. And
fashionable masks.
Oh yeah, I have some very nice ones, and now I have even more. So because so many of our friends have been making masks, and there's been a lot of mask trading. So
I got a floral weird one.
It's really nice.
I just bought my wife and I, Amy and I, want to start making them like everybody in America is. Mm-hmm. But I just went onto the. I noticed a critter artist, an artist named Maya Kern, who has made art on and off for our Durandur characters occasionally has made these beautiful pattern masks. So I just ordered four and I can't wait for them to get here. One is roses with snakes crawling through them. And one is D&D themed. Ooh. And way to hustle, finding ways to get artist, by.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And support artists for sure.
Oh shit. Oh shit. Taliesin. Yes.
Oh shit.
Oh shit.
Oh shit.
Oh shit.
We had one job tonight.
What?
No, I have to show you something.
What? Oh, God. This is good. I've been drinking my whiskey. I'm excited.
Our baby has been born.
Oh, shit! That baby!
Roughly a year ago, you and I had a conjugal visit that lasted for months, and we created a brainchild.
It touched me everywhere. You touched me everywhere.
The child, look.
Oh,
look.
My baby.
The child has been born, and it's in it's in my room here.
What are we looking at, Liam? What is that?
This is our latest. I get emotional holding these things.
Yeah.
This is our latest art book. This is the deluxe edition. This is the box. Which is a Kryn Dynasty box that you and I talked about and like brainstormed for months.
It's foil so and texture and
Ooh.
Guys don't even know.
You can't. Can you turn around? No. Can you? Is that the front? Is that the back? What are
this
we looking at?
That's back. The
back.
Okay.
There we got a little bit of dodeca on there. This has been like a year in the making, and obviously when we started working on this, here I'm going to keep pulling things up. Let me open the box.
Mm.
Oh man,
there's so much.
We didn't think we were going to be in the middle of hell when it released, but the baby's born when it's born. And here is our expositor's list of notes. So what are we looking at? The book, this art was designed by our friend and our art director and art curator, Lauren Ipsen, who is a genius and wonderful at what she does in many different aspects of creation.
And was medically self-isolating before medically self-isolating was cool, if you're watching.
So this pattern is her art. Dear. And then we're working with Dark Horse, and they helped us sort of actualize this, what is supposed to be sort of like a magical Kryn ceiling box.
We got to have a meeting there. It was so amazing. We went to a meeting at Dark Horse. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
Ah!
Yes, Sam.
No, so wait, because I'm out of this process, but I saw on a text or something that they announced this book today. Is that right? No, what is that?
Well, it's
not
going
today.
To, yes,
but when
now
it airs
in the future later. Okay. Yes, it's going to sync up somehow.
Okay.
But I just got it, and I am holding it. I've had it for 2 days. And
I haven't gotten one yet. I'm very excited.
This thing is made by with art from artists from 138 artists from all across the globe.
Whoa.
I don't want to spoil too much, but I feel like I got it.
I was going to say, show some pictures and can we, do we talk about the conceit of the book or no?
Yeah. Ooh. Yes. Yes. For the first time, this is being told from the perspective of one of our main characters, Beauregard Lionette. It's correspondence between her and the Cobalt Soul and the archivists there.
And yeah, the Cobalt Soul is editing together her letters and notes that she's sending to try and figure out a narrative.
So this book is
what's going on.
And removing all the fucks.
This book's a little messier
than
the past because there's a lot of archivist notes in here.
Oh, there's notes.
Yeah, where they're fixing things.
Yeah, it's so
That's
beautiful.
So cool.
Yeah, I mean, just like Taliesin and I put... And Lauren and Dark Horse and many people on our team. But Taliesin and I are like mom and dad on this thing, or dad and dad,
I'll be mom.
Every time it is so emotional, and I'm and so grateful and thankful for the people we get to collaborate with.
It's so pretty
to make these things.
Oh, even the page, the closed page. Oh God, there's so much to it.
What else?
We would keep bringing things up, and they would nod and go, I think we can do that. That's fine.
Great.
I don't want to show it. I'm going to show this.
No, page. Just pick something.
Here we go.
Oh,
here we go.
What's that?
Look at that. Those
Wait, turn it. Turn it. Oh, there we go.
Oh, that's a Kryn soldier in the sewers, and that's when the tower went down.
Whoa.
This piece is done by Tom Jordan, and this one is done by Jonah Bauman. The last one, and I know I'm going to get it wrong, but the Jester was by Evgenia Leonova. Chalizet 7, Galactic Jonah, Bone Forge online. Chalizet 7 is Tumblr. I look at social media names all day, every day, as I get to know the different pieces of art coming in. I want to show one more thing.
Do it.
There's so much. There's so much. Oh.
There's a lot of goodies in the Kryn box. But this one is special.
You're gonna show that.
Yes, I am.
Wait, what's
that? Wow.
Let me make sure I have it right. This is something that was never supposed to see the light of day. It was just something that I got for the group, for our family, as a gift. And it's one of the most amazing things I'd ever seen made as art that we knew I think right when we saw it that it had to be used for more.
It I have it on my wall right there. I love it so much.
Look at this. Here it comes. What?
Oh, man.
What?
Ooh.
Oh. What? Oh, so much shine, but I think I can see it.
There
Bring
we
it
go.
Closer. Oh, that's the stuff right there.
I have no idea if I'm framing it up right.
That's I mean, so I could blurry. Try and pull mine. I could try and pull mine off the wall and run it by for people. Should I do that?
I don't know. Can you?
Sure. Why not?
Sure. Yeah, let's yes. do it. We can do anything. Yes.
Also, you know, I'm just gonna say it's behind me right now on my screen. I don't know.
There we go.
We'll just yeah. all show it.
All right.
Yeah, it was a gift for the holidays in the past, and it's just like it is so stunning.
Wow!
It's done by Sam Hogg, who is an amazing artist who's done stuff with us before. And I just asked her to make like a Vanity Fair photo shoot, and she did. Look at Mercer right in the middle, holding the dodecahedron.
He's so hot in that.
Mm.
Come
just
on,
just in general.
Well, no, yeah, just in that. That. So
Mercer's
amazing.
Mercer's so hot right now. Mm. Here we are.
I'm sorry. I feel so. I hope yours comes soon. It's just such a lovely baby. It's such a lovely baby. And if anyone who's watching who worked on this, all the artists, thank you as always for doing what you do and contributing.
And I
hope that we did you proud, and I hope that you like seeing your work in here. And it's really, it's a beautiful, beautiful book. Thank you. Thank
you
very
much.
Can't
wait for it to see the light of day. Yeah. I'm very, very excited. There's so much in it. Ah!
You guys did good. You guys did real good.
It's Liam, I don't know how you hold all of that data in your head. It's truly spectacular.
Art dad.
It's one of my favorite things about this whole whatever it is we do.
Yeah, there were two pieces today on Twitter that kind of blew my mind. They were the ones that were in the Slack thread that
Yeah. And it never gets old. Just like we're constantly surprised by things that we see and man, if you cosplay or create things out of yarn or paint things or sing or create miniatures or whole houses. Someone created the Shore House recently.
Wait, what?
Someone created the Shore House with a tree growing out of a house.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just endless creativity. Thank you.
Incredible.
Thank you. It does not go unnoticed. It never goes unnoticed.
Yeah.
Everything ends up in the text thread at the very least at some point.
It's true.
For sure. Yeah. For sure.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
Proud of you guys.
I'm happy.
Well, it was wonderful catching up with you, Taliesin.
I think it was wonderful to see the two of you outside of our normal. My God, what are we going to do when this
is
finally over?
Wait, no, wait, hold on. What are you guys? What are you guys going to do this weekend? Are you going to have a good weekend?
Oh, is there? There's a weekend coming.
Yeah, the same stuff.
Are you sound like you're going to end the call or the show soon?
Oh, okay. Oh. We don't have to. No, we can keep going.
I genuinely have nowhere to be other than more ukulele practice.
You know what? I can tell you what we're doing tomorrow anyway. Mm. It's the most Hollywood way to spend your quarantine. I think I mentioned this to some of you guys, but advertisers can't make commercials anymore because you know there's no crews to shoot commercials. So they've contacted cinematographers like my wife, and they've said, hey, send us pictures of your house and your family, and if we like them, you'll shoot a commercial in your house with your own family. So we've cleaned up our whole house to take pictures of it tomorrow. To be in a commercial. It's the lamest thing ever. But I really want to be in a commercial in my own house with my kids. Just because I think it would be so weird to be like in my bathroom doing a commercial for Colgate or something.
I want you to be an old man and be like, all right, kids, gather around. It's time to watch the Washington Mutual commercial again. Oh, that's when I could still do a push-up.
Right there, that bathroom, that's where you were conceived. Right there. Brought
so that's
to you
what
by
we're
Burger
doing tomorrow.
King.
That, and also, Liam, you'll be proud of me.
Okay.
Downloaded a video game on my PlayStation.
No. Surely not. No. Shut the fuck up. What are you talking
about? What are you playing?
Been playing NHL 2020.
What?
Hockey?
I don't think I have a hockey jersey on. I don't think I have ever heard you talk about hockey.
Not
in
once.
Our entire
NHL
friendship.
2020.
I don't know if I've even heard you mention ice before. Like
me and the boy are playing NHL co-op on the couch there. It's so much fun. We got our technique down. I pass to him. He shoots. He scores. It's so great.
I suppose it's either that or Animal Crossing. So that's true. Okay.
Yeah, all the kids.
I'm not on the boat.
I mean, everybody I know, it mainly are playing Animal Crossing. Can't get away from it.
Yeah, it's like who's left? Like, we're not infected. I think Ashley isn't infected, and I think Travis is not.
I don't even know what that means.
Animal Crossing?
I mean, just infected by getting addicted to it? I'm not infected.
It is a pod people game. I mean, I say that with love and affection, but it is a game that once you start playing.
On social media, you can see two things. On my feed, you can see two things. One is like really angry or sad or grappling political and like cathartic existential angst in Animal Crossing.
And then like dank Animal Crossing memes.
What are you doing with your island? Are we meeting up?
I've got 1,600 bells. What am I going to do with all these bells?
I don't know what that means. There is no middle ground. There is just rage and adorable little characters in hand-designed costumes.
Some sort of capitalist raccoon. I don't really understand the game, but I've told
Are we talking about politics or Animal Crossing?
I don't know. That's where they cross over and I lose all. Yeah. I'm like, has the raccoon been given some sort of official position? What does the raccoon think? I don't know.
The simulation.
Why does he want all these bells? Oh man. Mm. Yeah, I'm not ready for Animal Crossing. I'm not there yet.
Soon.
This episode brought to you by Animal Crossing.
I wish.
Yeah.
Well, I had fun, guys.
Taliesin, you probably need to like cover yourself in soil soon.
Yeah,
right?
Isn't that how it works? I've got a fresh pit out there. It's pretty nice.
All right.
Right underneath the beets. It's pretty good.
All right, I pushed for an extra 5 or 10, but we should probably call it. I love you both very much. Thanks for coming to hang out with us, Taliesin.
Oh, thank you. I've been looking forward to eventually being on All Work No Play for a couple years now because of all the exciting fun adventures that you guys get to have. And I'm so glad to finally be on the show.
This doesn't have to be your only appearance.
Oh no, it counts apparently. This is my episode.
This is not All Work No Play. This is AWNP.
Some work, maybe play. Who knows?
Don't worry. We'll go milking in a year with you.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. Goat milk. I'm ready.
You can show us because you already know how to do it. I assume
it can't be that hard. I love you guys. I miss you so much.
Love you too.
This is ridiculous.
Love to everybody out there who's coping with the same shit that we are. Lean on each other. Be good to each other. Be good to yourself. There is no right or wrong to this because nothing fucking matters, right, Sam? Yeah.
No, and you can reply to this message by reaching out to us on social media or anything and checking in with us because we'd love to hear from you. So that's going to be it for tonight. So now you can click close and then go outside and just start screaming.
Yeah.
And you'll all simultaneously scream and maybe you'll hear a distant neighbor screaming too and you'll feel a sense of connection. Or maybe that person's just lost their mind.
Howl at the moon. You could start a trend.
Yep.
All right. Take care. We are out in 3, 2. Ooh. Sam, why is there a narwhal whale behind you? Hey, friends. This is Liam O'Brien. Thank you for listening to AWNP Unplugged. If you enjoyed the episode, please consider leaving us a review on whatever podcasting app you're using. It really helps us support the show and might even bring new listeners our way. Remember, you can watch AWNP Unplugged every other Tuesday on twitch.tv/criticalrole at 7 p.m. Pacific, or stick with listening to the audio version of the show the following Tuesday, right here on the All Work No Play podcast feed. With all that said, thank you for hanging out. Stay connected, stay safe, and remember, friends, don't work too hard.